At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
It's a football. If you don't know football, you shouldn't be with a microphone in your hand.
Hello and welcome to Soccer Sense, the sensible football podcast where we have the pasta on boil. And no, we have not broken it because we are bringing this week a very special episode on Italian football and the Serie A in particular. This is Tariq joining along with our Serie A correspondent straight out of London for the moment. It's Karan.
The pasta is al dente.
It is indeed al dente, and we are here to talk about, of course, the Italian Serie A. Your favorite topic to talk about, Karan? except maybe one odd team, but of course, us on Soccer Sense as a whole have been quite smitten by Calcio in general. So, but we haven't really talked about it much all season. As we wind the season down, obviously in the bigger leagues, things are more or less settled. We have already known the Premier League winners for a while. Barcelona have sealed it in La Liga just last night as we record. Things are getting interesting in the Dutch league, but that's not something we're going to stray into at this point. Harry Kane has broken his drought thanks to normal service being resumed in the Bundesliga.
While Spurs still keep faffing around.
And things are, as dominated by PSG as usual, that the League One in France is considering introducing some kind of a playoff system to find out the league winner. And as somebody pointed out, that would end up with the same result, only it would just take two games longer to find out. So that's what the state of some of the bigger leagues in Europe are. But we have had an absolutely fascinating season unfold in Serie A this season, Karan, which leads us to doing a quick roundup of what is going on in Serie A. So, firstly, top story tonight, AC Milan losing the Coppa Italia final to Bologna and resulting in Bologna's first title in 50 years?
51 years.
So half a century in the making. Surely, Karan, as longtime Serie A correspondent and Juventus fan, it was doubly satisfying to watch AC Milan lose that. And also their fans getting promptly banned from the game against Roma because of vandalism and violence, which is basically peak Calcio. But just take us through what Bologna have been doing this season. Pretty impressive season as such. Mm-hmm. And the meltdown that's happening at AC Milan.
Well, to start with Bologna first, I mean, it's been super, super impressive considering everything that happened at the end of last season, you know, losing their manager, losing one of their star players in Cagliafiori. I mean, to be fair, they had an extremely good season with Motta last year. You know, I believe made it to the Champions League, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, from there, it was just a case of, you know, them being picked off by some of the bigger clubs. But I think they have done really, really well to kind of hold on to a good portion of their team, a core of their team, and going all the way, winning the cup final against a team like AC Milan, who, let's face it, are currently in a bit of a downward spiral. There is a serious amount of introspection that needs to be done from their end. The season end cannot come much sooner for them. Let's just put it that way.
Well, incidentally, that very AC Milan, of course, has been having a great run of late. They've won 4 out of the last 5 games to make a serious challenge for the Champions League spots, which is another very interesting situation out here. In fact, it's Bologna who've hit the skids a little on that in the league. But having said that, Karan, again, like you said, they had a great last season. I think they finished at about 60 something points. They look on probably replicating the same performance this time, although Champions League is not necessarily guaranteed because the rest of the teams have been doing so much better. And incidentally, Milan's next challenge will come against Roma, who sit just one spot above Bologna. So it's quite the conundrum for Bologna themselves that they might want Milan to win that one to keep it interesting. But even if Milan do win it, Roma lose points, but Milan might leapfrog Bologna, who have to win their game. So it's an interesting situation out there, and they are just 2 points off of the Champions League spots, because that's where Juventus, Atalanta, Lazio, etc. are. And of course, we'll get to those pointers and specifically Atalanta. But before that, let's quickly get out of the way another important point, and the slightly bitter medicine that you will have to chow down on, Karan, and put your analyst hat on,
Yeah, it's
which
like
is
having Dediflin all over again. I thought I was done with Dediflin, the worst medicine ever.
the title race between Napoli and Inter, which is very interestingly poised. But in good news for you, Karan, it is Inter who have dropped 6 points in the last five games. Napoli have only dropped one. So Napoli now lead that title race by 1 point, 78 points to 77. And they're, of course, in the first position with destiny in their hand to seal the Scudetto. Tell us about their contrasting performances, because Napoli scored 57 goals and conceded 27 to get to that position, whereas Inter have scored 75 and conceded 33. So this is the strangeness of Italian football for you.
Yeah, pretty much. I think when it comes to Napoli, who's their manager? I mean, it's Antonio Conte, who now has kind of developed this track record of building or playing a certain way. Well, the one thing you can guarantee with Antonio Conte's side is that, they might not be the most attractive, they might not be the most flamboyant, but they will run for 100, 105 minutes if needed, right? So, and they're always a constantly an extremely energetic side. And having said that, they're always pushing for the win. They don't sit back. So he did that with Juventus. He's even ironically did it with Inter Milan when he was with them, and he won the Scudetto with them. Did it with Chelsea, now with Napoli. So I think he's kind of like what Capello used to be known as back in the day, as a Serie A specialist or a league specialist. Conte, in many ways, is kind of taking over that mantle from him, wherein he seems to be consistently doing well and winning league titles with different teams. Still not done. Still hasn't been able to put his mark in Europe, but that's another story. But I think generally speaking, Napoli, he's kind of added a sense of stability to a team which has historically been pretty erratic on and off the field.
Right. So, well, they indeed have been, but well, thanks to Scott McTominay,
Yes.
they are right up there
One of the star performers
now.
of Napoli. I think I was checking his stats out. What is he? He scored about 11 goals and 3-4 assists this season. And another star performer for them has been Lukaku. So it seems like a bunch of Man United rejects are doing well for them.
And almost taking them to the title, because basically they just have to win out to guarantee the title. But Karan, also peak Italian football, what happens if they finish equal on points?
Well, if they finish equal on points, the Serie A actually have announced that they might just change the dates of the last round of matches, and the last one, and it could be that the final rounds could take place midweek, just because there is a possibility that if these two teams tie on points, they might have to schedule a playoff between them for that particular weekend. And the fact that Inter are also in the final of the Champions League complicates things a bit more. In terms of
So,
dates.
yeah, which obviously complicates the scheduling, because the Champions League final is on the 31st of May,
Yeah,
and
pretty much.
they have to accommodate the ending of the season there as well, and we have a Club World Cup looming Also, so there is a lot going on there, and it has been obviously very interesting. We will just quickly cover a couple of other aspects before coming to the most interesting team in this setup, and the one that you wanted to talk about, Karan. But before that, just quickly acknowledging that Como, who had been promoted last season, have been on quite a run. They have the best run in the last five games in the Serie A right now. They've won 5 out of 5, and of course sit very, very pretty in the middle of the table, having avoided relegation, of course, but also on course for a strong enough finish right there. And incidentally, Venezia scored a very important win this weekend to just about wriggle out of the relegation zone. They just sit 1 point above it. Again, have their fate in their own hands. If they win out, they do avoid relegation. Why are we talking about Venezia and Como? Because promoted from Serie B to Serie A this season, among others, is Pisa. Yes, that Pisa. So, Karan,
Not the one that we get in the
how?
box.
So what did Pisa do to celebrate?
So in peak Italian football style, when Pisa were confirmed promotion, their fans literally draped the Leaning Tower of Pisa with the club's flag. So
Which is again very much peak Calcio, and we could have all the three tiers of Italian vacation places in the Serie A next season. So we have Como, hopefully Venezia survive, and then of course we have Pisa. So that's your golden trifecta right there, of the vacation spots in Italy, which brings us to a place called Bergamo and a club out of there called Atalanta, named after a legendary female Greek athlete with an amazing nickname that is the goddess, or Le Dea in Italian.
And who in FIFA is actually renamed as Bergamo FC.
Well, probably because of licensing. Probably because of licensing issues. Now, whether those licensing issues are with 2,000-year-old Greek mythology or with the Serie A, we don't know. But Karan, let's talk about the football. This club has been a remarkable story, and so has their manager. So take it away. Give us the 101 on Atlanta, who sit pretty at number three. Look like they have sealed Champions League football for sure.
Pretty much, yeah.
So
And
what
which is,
to
I think, the fifth time in about 7 or 8 seasons that they're going to be in the Champions League, which in itself is a fantastic achievement for a club like Atalanta, who were for many years a yo-yo club. I think you saw the stats just before we started off, right? I think since, what was it, since 94, between 94 and 2016, they
Twenty
just kept,
fifteen sixteen, yeah, exactly.
15, 16, yeah, they just kept going up and down, up and down. So they were kind of your typical yo-yo club all those years. But I think things changed when Gasperini took over. Now, Gasperini, while not what many people do not know, is he actually comes with a pretty impressive CV in terms of the clubs that he's managed. He's managed Juventus in the past and a couple of other bigger clubs, but he was just never able to make it big at one of the well-known clubs. But what he has done at Atlanta is absolutely extraordinary with regards to their playing style, and the overall of their youth structure is absolutely fantastic. They are one of the few clubs in Italy who are actually consistently churning out good prospective youth players with the Italian under 19 teams, under 21 teams having a good crop of players from Atlanta. And in fact, I was reading an article a few years back from these Football Times website about Atlanta's youth setup, where at one point of time, a couple of English journalists actually visited the city, and they just wanted to understand how they kind of go about their general planning and their setup and everything. So one of the club representatives was kind of explaining it to them, and they said that, if they start very young, they take the kids to play on a regular basis, be it under 15s, under 12s, under 15s, under 17s, whatever age group it is, they, and not just at home, they take them to other cities to play against, kids from their age group as well. And the journalist actually asked them from what age is winning important. And they turn, and this person returns back to the journalist and says, this is why you English don't win anything, because you think we're going there just for Coke and pizzas. No, we're going there for winning, regardless of whether it's under 10s or under 12s. So.
And let's talk about one other remarkable stat, Karan. We just pointed out that Napoleon and Inter have taken very different routes in terms of the goals scored to get to where they are at this moment. Inter obviously have scored more than two goals a game, whereas Napoli are barely getting by at about 1.5 or less than that, which is very reflective of probably that classic Italian style of football. Atlanta, incidentally, have scored 73 goals to be where they are at. They're, of course, 6 or 7 points off the pace on the top, but they've been quite impressive that way. They
Absolutely.
also have been under Gasperini, a free-scoring team. They did have a record of the most goals scored by an Italian club in almost half a century, I think, when they almost broke 100 goals. I think back in the COVID season, the 2019-20 20 season. So just a little bit about the style of play and why should anybody be tuning in to watch maybe in Atlanta as over some of the bigger clubs here, including Juventus.
Yeah, exactly. Don't bother. Don't bother watching Juventus or Milan, or for that matter, even Roma to some extent. But yeah, no, I think what Gasperini has done is over the course of the 7, 8 years, he's been able to kind of instill this particular playing style. He's actually developed a template, unlike, say, most managers who kind of try to get players to kind of to build a template around the around what they can sign. He comes with a set template, and or rather, it's, sorry, my bad, it's the other way around, where he with the limited resources that he has, he's been able to develop a template which he's been able to get the best out of the players that he has, and on a consistent basis they seem to be dominating games. That basically shows in the number of goals that they've scored, and they are kind of, and it's more like, gone are the days where, teams like Atlanta would just kind of sit back and get players behind the ball, especially when they're visiting the bigger clubs. But Atlanta kind of a team, but regardless of whether they're playing against a team who is in the relegation spot or the top of the table, they are going for it. And it's not just in Serie A. We've seen even in the Champions League, and they were making, I think Gasperini was saying the other day that they've ended up finishing just outside the top eight of the Champions League this season, ahead of teams like Real Madrid, Juventus, and a few other big names. So I think the track record speaks for itself. The other thing that we sometimes tend to overlook in terms of what's happening with Atalanta is similar to what we discussed earlier with Bologna, where they had one good season and then they started losing some of their players, including their manager. This has been happening to Atlanta on a consistent basis, year after year. They seem to be losing players, but they are able to replace them. They are able to make smart business decisions. They sell these players on for big money, and they're able to sign players who are not really known at that point of time and develop them. And these players end up and fit perfectly into the template that Gasperini has set up, which not many clubs are capable of doing on a regular
Yeah,
basis.
which is, and again, as a Liverpool fan, I remember them well from well last season when they stopped Liverpool's charge for a Europa League title in its tracks by beating them in the semi-final. Incidentally, it was a result reminiscent of how Liverpool got knocked out this year against PSG in the Champions League, which was that Liverpool actually won the first leg. Away in Italy, no less, and then
They have some
came
pretty big
back.
scalps. They have some pretty big scalps in these last 7 years.
So that would be the team to watch out for. Of course, currently there is no jeopardy for them in the sense that they will be in the Champions League next season, and they really are not exactly gunning for the title, but this will be a team to watch out for. And like you said, Karan, that there is a certain style and there is a certain sense of adventure that Gasperini has, which seems
Although
to be
the one thing we need to remember is Gasperini has not extended his contract, so this pretty much, I guess, the coming season, if he doesn't leave at the end of the season, I think 2026 is when his contract runs out. So he feels that he's kind of taken this team as far as he can. So it'd be interesting to see what happens after that.
All right, and we will of course be keeping a track of that. I will leave you with words which could have come from Ethan Hunt in Mission Impossible, but actually were spoken by Casper Nie at the end of that famous win against Liverpool last season, where he said, "If you don't win without danger, there is no glory to your triumph." So make of that what you will. Well, that completes our roundup of the Serie A. And Karan, we shall, of course, be bringing back, or at least going back to check how the title race ends
True.
as
Yeah.
we
I mean, we're done with
also
Serie A.
track.
We're
As we
done with Serie
also
A, but
track.
a quick shout out to Sampdoria as well, who unfortunately are going down to Serie C.
And those are lands they have never seen
Pretty much, these are
because
former
Sampdoria.
European Cup finalists, players like Mancini and Viali, etc. And for a long time, and in fact, even to this day, one of the best football jerseys ever. Designed. Unfortunately, they're down to Serie C. And if I remember, I think it was in 2006 when Juventus were in Serie B. Del Piero made a statement when they were playing in some of the away grounds where there was no hot water available in some of these grounds. So I wonder what Serie C is going to be like. They might be playing on the streets.
And we shall, of course, keep a track of that as well if Sampdoria do begin a journey of redemption. But again, it is being Italian football. Things are easier said than done. So that's all the time we have for you this week. We shall, of course, be bringing you a preview, or rather a review of the Champions League final. No matter how it goes, Karan, you will have to be
No,
on
it
it.
has to go. It has to go just one way.
And also, what ultimately happens in the Serie A as well, and do we get that most famous potential playoff as well? In the meantime, do subscribe to us and listen to us wherever you listen. This is Tariq signing off along with Karan,
See you guys.
and you can insert in your mind a Italian hand gesture emoji here.
You're seeing it. Unfortunately, my video is off, but I'm doing it right now.
Yeah, no, I was saying the listeners can insert in their mind an audio emoji of the Italian hand gesture. See you guys next week.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.